Father, be with me in my speaking, and in all our hearts, as together we try to discern your message. Amen. Good morning, and may I begin by wishing you all a very happy Easter. A very happy, but very different Easter. I'm sorry that once again I can't see you, but to be honest, I'm rather relieved that you can't see me, because I now look a little different, and I'm not yet used to the me I see in the mirror. My usual, artfully tousled coiffure, at least I hope that's how it looks, is now a little flatter and straighter, and it doesn't feel like me. I'm sure I'm not on my own in finding life a bit strange and disorientating, due to all the changes, both major and minor, hairstyles being the least of them, that have been forced on us since the pandemic caught up with us. Perhaps for the first time in our lives, for most of us at least, we are gaining first-hand knowledge and experience of what it's like to have all our certainties and securities and freedoms taken away from us, and knowing that we are not in control of very much at all. Many of the people in biblical times would have known these feelings all too well. They frequently lived under foreign occupation or in exile, and we know that their oppressors were not exactly famous for their kindness or subtlety. Yes, life is very different for us now. Looking back to the beginning of Lent, which now seems so long ago, things looked fairly normal. Yes, we had some challenges to face following the retirement of our vicar, and the fact that we knew we weren't going to get another one of our own. But we were working things out and making plans. We were coping. At that point, as we saw how the situations were developing rapidly in China and then Italy, we thought that we might have to make some changes. But I don't think many of us envisaged just how quickly all our plans and assumptions would be so abruptly cast aside. Giving things up or taking things on for Lent has taken on a whole new meaning. In the last 4 weeks, we have all come a long way and had to make a great many changes and adjustments to the way we live. Some of us are having to stay at home, whether we want to or not, and others are having to work harder and longer than ever, and in genuine fear for their safety or even their lives. As we look on, we see how these changes have shown the best in human nature in some and the worst in others. I think on balance we are blessed with seeing far more of the best than the worst. But hopefully we will all use these strange and challenging times to reflect on our own values and behaviours, and as I said in my previous sermon, make plans to be better people and a better society, and in so doing, make a better and fairer world for everyone. In our reading from Acts, Peter says, "I truly understand that God shows no partiality." Perhaps it's dangerous to take such a short section of a quote and apply its point about partiality to our current situation. But we are certainly seeing that the virus we are contending with shows no partiality. When it gets a grip, we are all at risk, whether old or young, male or female, rich or poor, powerful or powerless, or indeed whether we believe in God or not. At the time of writing this sermon, our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is in intensive care just as many others are, and by the time you hear or read it, I have no idea what his condition will be. Lest there be any doubt, we really are all in this together. What this pandemic is showing us, at great cost in lives and countless other ways, is just how fragile and superficial the world that we have constructed for ourselves actually is. In so many ways, it is amazing and complex and wonderful. But now we see how easily it can be broken. All that we have relied on and to a large extent taken for granted cannot be relied on now. We are by no means helpless, but we are most definitely not in ultimate control. Perhaps we had made the mistake of fooling ourselves that we were, but nature has a way of putting us straight from time to time. Holding on to our faith can be challenging at the best of times, and these are not the best of times. Holding on to our faith, especially when we don't understand what is happening or why, and when everything seems to be going wrong and failing, can lead us to doubt ourselves and our choices as people of faith. But we have incredible examples of holding on to faith in desperate circumstances throughout the Bible, including in a reading from John's Gospel. Jesus' disciples and followers must have felt that everything they had put their love and faith into had come to nothing. The man they loved and believed in had been humiliated and executed in the cruelest way. Why? What was it all for? They didn't understand, but they held together in their grief and distress and wanted to look after Jesus even in death, which is why Mary went to his tomb. As we know, their faith was not in vain, and ultimately they were given the gift of understanding through his resurrection. Even so, many others still regarded them as deluded or misguided or troublemakers, and it takes courage and faith to keep going when that is how others see you. How will our faith be supported and encouraged? For me, it is when I see God working through my fellow people, wherever and however that might be. As I said earlier, we have seen this current situation bring out the best in many people, those working in hospitals and social care and community practice to care for the sick, those working, often unseen, to maintain our supplies and services which enable our societies to keep functioning, the incredible coming together of disparate groups to build hospitals, develop tests and possible treatments, design and manufacture equipment to support the sick, and the incredible pulling together of people from all walks of life doing all they can in their own small ways to support and care for each other through these dark times. So much has been achieved by so many in an incredibly short space of time. It just goes to show what we can do when we lay aside tribalism and self-interest, and it is heartening. I really hope and pray that we can hold on to this spirit of loving kindness, compassion and cooperation as we move forward in the months and years to come. Jesus reminds us of the commandments at the heart of our faith, to love God and to love our neighbour as ourselves. Are we finally going to listen? And more importantly, to do as he asks.